Yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
Okay, welcome to the Daggett County Municipal Building Authority Agenda, Tuesday, May 19th at 9:56 a.m. in the Daggett County Courthouse. Welcome everyone that's here. It looks like we have Jesse Platt, Brett Reynolds, Kent Snyder, Carrie Powelson online. And the people in the room are Brian Gibson. Commissioner Randy Acey and our clerk, Linda Isaacson. With the permission of the commissioner, we'll move on to the item, the change order. I assume, Jesse, you're on for the item number one, discussion consideration of change order number 13.
That is correct.
And if you'd like, you're good with Randy, jump into that, and then we'll go back to the rest of the agenda.
Fine.
Okay, so change order 13, we did get the architect and engineer and the x-ray supplier, GE, out on site all at the same time to work with the electrical contractor to make sure that we had all the power requirements needed to operate that x-ray machine. And so this change order does cover all those bases. We have checked it and cross-checked it with the architect to make sure we didn't double up on any costs. And so that is the infrastructure requirements to get the x-ray machine operable.
Okay. And relative to the budget, that's within the anticipated expenses or contingency?
It is over our anticipated amount. But it is still within our project contingency.
All right.
That wipes it out, though, don't it?
No, not quite, but it's definitely getting closer.
Okay, no. So, any further conversation relative to the change order? None heard. Is there a motion to address it?
I'll make a motion to approve the change order in the amount of what it was,
$85,408.53. Is that the amount you were?
Yeah, that.
For change order number 13, I'll second the motion. And this is related to the Daggett County Health and Business Community Center. Any more discussion?
Commissioner, if you're able to direct me as the project manager to sign that virtually, I'll get that processed and over to Lorinda's office.
Would that be included in the original motion?
Yeah. Yes.
So it is included in the original motion to have you sign it and then get it to... And I take it it's been reviewed or at least communicated to the auditor's office, this change order?
It will be. Once we have a signed copy approved by you guys, it is copied to her as well, yes.
Okay. So, no further discussion. Do you understand the motion, Amanda? It's to approve change order number 13 in the amount of $85,408.53 for the Pro-8 X-ray room in the Duchesne County.
Daggett.
Duchesne, why does that stick? I see D.C. and it's Daggett County Health, Business, Community Center, whatever the other C is for. Whatever it is. Clinic, Community Center. With authorization to the project manager, Jesse Platt, to go ahead and sign the change order and provide it to the auditor's office. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And thank you, Jesse, very much.
Thank you.
Okay. And search and rescue-wise, thank you very much for all you guys' effort yesterday and last night and this morning. Sounds like it was a good outcome for the most part.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, should we go back to review of the minutes? This is set for Nancy. All right, minutes from Tuesday, May 12th, would be your correction.
Yes, it would be corrected to Tuesday. Well, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the May 12th Municipal Building Authority meeting.
I'll second the motion. All in favor with that change of Tuesday?
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to issue updates. Water treatment plant, I spoke to the rear. They've received the permit to treat the water, and they are treating water with the new system. The roof on the old plant is being nearly completed, the redo of it. And the automation is about a month out before it runs automatically, so everything's manual right now in terms of treating the water. The new clinic?
Yeah, their weather holding them back a little bit on pouring any curb and gutter, but they're working inside, and it looks like they'll be moving forward with the x-ray room and installation there. I think they completed the elevator last week, and it should be in the process.
MDA meeting right now.
Can I just stop by to see if you guys need anything from me?
Can we
finish
asking me, or is there
you can ask him.
Do we have any information on, will it be for the other meeting and anything that you wanted to bring up for the
regular commission meeting? No, I don't have anything.
Okay.
I did give them just an update, and then Cordell got texted that he's been found.
Yep. Yeah. And yeah. The helicopter found him within 20 minutes.
So. And was he, had he held up?
Yeah. Yeah. He was,
and waited?
He was in good condition.
Good. Weathered the storms reasonably well?
Yep. So, as good as one can, 75-year-old, I guess.
Where did they find him roughly?
You know where the bay, where the drop-off point was?
I just heard a little hole.
And that's all I know, but it was just, they said about a mile from there, so.
Going up the power line and pipeline?
I don't know.
The rail line trail?
So I just figured they found him, and that's all I care about.
Sure, nice to have a helicopter.
Yeah. Well, that's what they said. They said you wouldn't have found him walking.
He planted so, himself.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was good. So
good.
We could have done it last night, but I said let's start the morning with fresh eyes and warm feet.
Mm-hmm.
So they agreed. It took them, like I said, like 20 minutes. So.
That's wonderful. There is. Better a rescue than a recovery.
Exactly, and that was what I was afraid of, so we were going to end up in recovery. So.
Thank you for all your work and your man's work and the Forest Service's help. And
it worked out good. Hopefully that's it. I mean, I know it's not going to be, but I can hope. So. All of our eye touch stuff, so I was waiting for the meeting to
sorry,
I didn't mean to
interrupt. No, that's
worked
out
good.
Your
time, so.
Okay, cool. I'm out. I'm not sticking around.
We threatened to lock the door so at least somebody other than the people that are here have to stay there.
No comment.
All right. You were finishing up the new clinic. They did get the elevator. Is it operational?
They had it all together. I don't know.
It's installed, at least.
It's installed. There you go.
Okay.
I can't say as I've rode it yet or know of anybody else that has. But
to be the first person in the second elevator?
In the county, yeah.
All right. Legislation discussion, do you have anything that you're aware of? I have none. None from you. Citizen comments, do you have anybody that wants to make citizen comments? To speak of, cash summary and NBA council receivable report. Cash summary seems to be better than it has been over time. And still catching up on the reimbursements on the NBA. Which is fund number, whatever that fund is. 45, maybe? Yeah, 45. So, I'll make a motion to acknowledge receipt of the cash summary. And we got any reimbursements or accounts receivable.
Open invoice register and disbursement summary.
Okay. So with that, the cash summary, we don't have a receivable, is that right? Accounts receivable do not have any NDAs on that.
No.
Is that right? Okay. So is there a motion to acknowledge receipt of it? I'll make the motion to acknowledge receipt of the cash summary for the NDA.
Second.
Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Open invoice register for open invoice register and reimbursement register. I don't think there's a reimbursement there.
There's a disbursement, but not a reimbursement.
So we have a motion for the open invoice register.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve it.
That would be correct. I'll second the motion. All in favor?
I'll vote for it. $248,294.53.
As of 5/15/2026. Mm-hmm. I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the disbursement summary. Make a motion to approve it as of disbursement summary for the time between 5/10/2026 to 5/15/2026 in the amount of $150.
No void amount. I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Do you have any correspondence relative to the NBA? We don't have any unless it's in the packet. Here's this one. Okay, County Health, Business, and Community Center.
That's the one we took care of in the.
And that's all the change order?
Yeah, that's all for that change order.
Let's get to the X-ray unit. So, Do you have any closed session?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so we will... I will accept a motion to adjourn from the MBA.
Well, if you want to accept one, I'll make one.
I will accept it and second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And it is 10:11 a.m. I didn't do any. Oh, I forgot. MBA calendar. We can catch up with it on the. If you're good with that.